If you sometimes are upset by what you see on TV or hear on the radio, there's a new organization to your rescue. For years, a number of groups have promoted a field known as media literacy that teaches how the media work and how to critically analyze the messages. But this latest group seems to be taking media education one step further by promoting an activist agenda aimed at serious media reform. Paul Ingalls prepared this report.
To media democracy. Onward.
300 people raised their glasses in a hotel ballroom in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They are teachers, health promotion experts, independent media producers, and media reform activists who are founding a national organization
known so wonderfully as ACME, the Action Coalition for Media Education.
MC Rob Williams is a media educator from Vermont and a member of the ACME board. He adds a light touch to a gathering that has a serious intent to not only promote media education in schools and communities by disseminating materials and curricula, but also to draw attention to media reform issues many here say are not talked about enough in or out of the classroom. Conference speaker Sut Jolly is a professor at the University of Massachusetts and director of the Media Education Foundation, who says media literacy can't simply be about making us better media consumers.
The reason media is an important subject is not just because it's everywhere, but the media are central to how we think about ourselves as citizens and is central to politics, and that the organization of media has been profoundly affected by the corporate structuring of it.
The corporate structure of media was changed dramatically when Congress passed the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Long-running limits on the numbers of commercial radio or TV stations single companies could own were greatly relaxed. Clear Channel Communications, for example, owned less than 30 radio stations in 1996. Now it owns over 1,200, including the new maximum of 8 in many single markets. So many cities have dozens of stations, but only 3 or 4 owners running them all. Robert McChesney, University of Illinois professor and co-author of the book Rich Media, Poor Democracy, says most Americans don't know this about their hometown media, nor do they know that the FCC is considering dropping all ownership limits. McChesney and others fear a further loss of diverse views on the airwaves.
Members of Congress are not getting anyone in their constituency saying, yeah, we want to let one company own all the television stations, the newspaper, the cable system in our community, and all the billboards too. We think that's a great idea. There's only one group of people making that case, the big media owners.
With the FCC on track to make ownership rule recommendations this spring, McChesney says getting a loud debate going on this in Congress should be ACME's top priority. ACME leaders say other reform issues they might take on include ending deals between school districts and corporations that trade school funding for marketing access to students, banning TV advertising to young children, and eliminating corporate media involvement in the media literacy movement. This was the issue that gave rise to ACME in the first place. Some of these same people were at last year's founding of another media literacy organization, the Alliance for a Media Literate America, the AMLA. Sponsored in part by the Discovery Channel, the Fox Family Channel, the New York Times, and AOL Time Warner. This represented an irreconcilable conflict of interest for some who asked, how can you teach critical analysis of big media with materials and money supplied by big media? And thus ACME was born, with a vow never to accept corporate media money. AMLA President Faith Rogo says only a small percentage of its funding comes from such companies, and she defends their place at the table.
We believe that media corporations have a lot of expertise that they can and do and want to share with educators. We think that's valuable. We also believe that corporate media corporations have a social responsibility to do media literacy, and we can't both tell them they should be doing media literacy and then not give them any venue to do it or only criticize them when they do it.
On those deals that bring corporate advertising into schools in exchange for cash or equipment, Rogo says AMLA will offer information and research to school districts, but not tell them what to do.
From what I'm gathering, ACME's approach is you're wrong if you're not deciding to get commercialism or commercial interests out of your school. Those are very different approaches, and it's hard to do that second approach and still be respectful of people making local decisions, especially in the face of diminishing public funds for schools.
Rogo says the AMLA will address media reform issues when they come up in the classroom, but it's not likely to take an ACME-style media activist stance. In contrast, ACME's new website reads, "It's time for action in media education." For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls in Albuquerque.